Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Astra Microwave Products Limited Q3 and 9 months FY22 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone telephone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Gurunatha Reddy, Managing Director, Astra Microwave. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, and good afternoon, everybody. A warm welcome to all the participants to the post-results earnings of our company. I am with my colleague, Mr. M.V. Reddy, Joint Managing Director, and SGA, our investor relations advisors. The results and investors presentation for the quarter ended financial year 2022 are uploaded on our company website and the stock exchange. I hope you had an opportunity to have a look at it. With over 30 years of experience in RF and microwave frequency applications, Astra has moved up the value chain from the subsystems to high value-added systems. The company's products find application in high-end markets of defense, space, telecom, meteorology, and other civilian communications. Astra has a proven track record of making high value-added systems, RF and microwave subsystems and super components, which are becoming more relevant due to various government initiatives like IDDM, MEK-2, et cetera. The company has been able to create a diversified and healthy order book on the back of its strong capabilities, and we are very well placed to capture a bigger pie of the growing Indian defense sector with a deep domain expertise, high focus on R&D, and a robust strategy in place. Astra is well poised to capitalize on government trust on domestic manufacturing as it has successfully transformed itself from a subsystem supplier to a systems player today. Astra has been instrumental as a development partner in the various DRDO programs in the areas of radars, missiles, and EWs, a feat very few can boast of in the Indian private defense sector. As a development partner, these opportunities have a good margin with a limited competition. We are poised for a significant move up in our scale of operations and we are expecting orders upwards of about 3,000 crores over the next 3 years with a high degree of confidence as these programs are expected to move to commercial segment. As against the current mix of 50% revenues from the domestic customers, we are expecting to increase the share to about 80%, resulting into a significant jump in the profitability. We are expecting to deliver these orders with a little incremental capital expenditure, as significant capabilities have been built into over the years, and we are ready to meet these expectations as and when the requirement arises. In quarter three of financial year 2022, on a standalone basis, the company reported 199 crores of sales, marking a growth of about 34% year-on-year basis. EBITDA about 26 crores with a margin of 13%. Our order book as of 31st March 2021 stood at 1,702 crores, which is executable in the next 12-13 months period. Our current order books is three times our financial year 2021 revenues, which gives enormous visibility over the next few years in terms of revenue achievements. During the year, we have received orders worth about 662 crores till the end of December 2021. Astra has been able to create a diversified and healthy order book on the back of its strong capabilities, and we are focused on strengthening our portfolio and establishing our position as a systems provider in the years to come. Astra is very well placed to capture bigger pie of growing defense sector market with a deep domain expertise, high focus on R&D, and a robust strategy in place. Existing domestic and export orders and the projects like Akash and opportunities in radar systems give us a revenue visibility on a sustainable basis. We shall continue to reap benefits of sectoral tailwinds by doing extensive investment to strengthen our position as a systems vendor. We see huge opportunities in the areas of radars, EWs, small satellites, anti-drones, SDRs, and electro-optics, which will add up to significant order book and which enables us for a significant top-line growth in the coming years. With these remarks, we will now open this call for question and answers.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may enter star and one on their touchtone telephone. If your questions have been answered and you wish to withdraw yourself from the queue, you may enter star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. We have the first question from the line of Dinesh Kuteja from KRIC. Please go ahead.
Sir, good morning to all of you. And first of all, actually, good afternoon, now it's 12 o'clock. I am Dinesh Kuteja from KRIC, sir. Sir, first of all, congratulations for a very good performance, much more than expected. I have got only two questions right now. First is that our interest cost for the quarter, for 9 months, have gone up from nearly 10 crores to nearly more than 15.5 crores. I mean, and how are we going to control this interest cost? That is the first thing. Second thing is, you know, is there any plan for any vertical or horizontal takeover envisage? Since we have said that we would like to have the domestic market share up to 80%. In 2 or 3 years. So, will it help to get some vertical or horizontal takeovers in this? These are my two questions. Other than that, I'm very happy with the performance, all-round performance in all the divisions that we operate, sir. Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you, Dinesh. Regarding the finance cost, we are making our best possible efforts to minimize the outgo and interest. But as you know, we are operating in a very working capital intensive industry. Therefore, there will be working capital related expenditures will be there, but we'll see that to the extent possible, we'll minimize the cost in the next maybe left out period of about 45 days. Going forward, yes, we are on the lookout for not only a strategic partner, but also in terms of right acquisition if it is available. That is always there in our radar. But as of today, the efforts are there, but we don't have much to share with you. But otherwise, I would say that, yes, that is one of the focus areas of the company.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Subrato Sarkar from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Hello. Sir, I have two questions. Kindly, if you elaborate on a more quantitative basis and honestly with some specific name, that when we are saying we have transformed from a sub-system player to a system player, so can you elaborate a little bit by naming which are the systems we are is ready to provide or will be provided? This is number one. And second, the pipeline which you are sharing of 3,000 crore, if you make it a little bit specific in terms of which are the, Akash, how much we are planning. So for each project, if you can mention a little bit on that.
This will be taken by my colleague, Mr. Amir Reddy. The first question is, you are saying from subsystem to systems, as we mentioned in our previous calls also and also in the opening remarks, we have been working in a few radar systems and as well as in electronic warfare. To name few, we have started with the ground GSRS systems, and then also we are into the telemetry radars. And also we have license from DRDO to manufacture this anti-drone radars. And also we have CSR, coastal surveillance radar. And we are also into the multifunction radar we are developing right now for ground applications. And for airborne platforms, we have products like AAAU for AESA radar. So these are all systems which we, in fact, we have focused. And apart from radars, in the electronic warfare segment, we also have taken up development of ESM system for the end user application. And in the satellite segments, we have just initiated developing the small satellites. These are all to name a few in the systems domain which we have like to focus in the years to come. Next question is about the breakup of those 3,000 crores. In that, the large chunk is from the projects which we have already completed in the development, which are going into the production phase, which covers all radar, electronic warfare, and missile systems from DPSUs and all. So that actually, there is a big list of projects, which in fact time won't be sufficient, but I would cover if we take it in radar segment, we have AEWC, MPR, HPR, and QRSAM, Ashlesham Mark II, and then we have projects like Akash Prime, Akash NG. So these are all in LRR. These are all radars where we are into the subsystems. The development phase is already completed. And then need a few, of course, we have projects like Varna, Shakti, Nayan. These are all systems where we have completed the development and they are expecting the production orders. And similarly, we are also into the briefcase terminal, MSS portable terminal. And also we have been working on the Doppler weather radar. This is another system which, in fact, I forgot to mention in the system domain, where we have successfully completed the first order of 10 numbers. And we are expecting more orders in this particular domain. So yeah, these are the few projects which in fact which we have considered when we given the figure of 3,000 crores. I hope I answered your question.
Sir, just to clarify one thing, sir, when we are saying like we have an endeavor to reach 80% India, so is it fair to assume out of this 3,000 crore order, 2,400 crore order is from high margin business of India and not that's a fair assumption, sir?
No, this 3,000 crores pertains to the potential domestic order booking available to us in the next 3 years. But when it comes to the sales performance, with the existing exports, whatever we have, and a little bit of future orders that are likely to come in. But when you look at our sales breakup, maybe 2 years down the line, 80% will be around domestic and balance will be exports. That is what we meant with that statement.
Okay, sir, great. Sir, you have mentioned a lot of, so, sir, can you at least give us some breakup of this projected 3,000 crore order book? Like, how much will come from system and how much will come from subsystem, sir?
In this 3,000 crores, I think it's just approximates about 500 crores will come from the system and 2,500 crores from the subsystems.
Okay. And sir, just on the electronic warfare, two questions. One is on the anti-drone. Sir, DRDO ka hard kill or the prototype, the design which has been approved. So, we will be executing based on that or we have our own, what I mean to say, is it a build-to-print kind of environment for us or we have some design also approved, sir?
Actually, as I mentioned in my previous earning call, this question was asked again, I repeat. The anti-drone system, the basic technology will be provided by DRDO. We are optimizing the radar in consultation with DRDO to, enhance the more features and also to optimize the cost. That is how actually we are working on that. So our design efforts are also going into that.
Okay, so that means that our margin will be higher than the typical build to print kind of environment, sir.
Yes, you're right.
Yeah. Sir, just one question from your presentation on this electronic warfare. If you can elaborate a little bit, we are seeing a 10,000 crore kind of opportunity, sir. So a little bit light on this will help us, sir.
So I think I have already given you the programs where we are trying to get, which are in pipeline. And individually, each project is difficult to give you the numbers and the figures. But overall, in this scenario, I have mentioned to you this program which we have already completed development. We are expecting the orders from PSUs and all for the production.
Okay. No, I'm not talking about giving each project, sir. But since, sir, 10,000 crore is a big opportunity, so I was just trying to get a feel of you, what is a rough estimate, why we are bullish, why we are asserting this 10,000 crore opportunity. I'm not talking about from a project to project what will be the opportunity, but still, if you can throw some color on that, sir, overall scenario, 10,000 crore is a big opportunity, no, sir? So that's what I'm asking, sir.
In fact, we have read out almost about 10 to 12 programs where we have already completed the development phase, and we are expecting these programs to move into the production phase. At that point of time, the expected order book is likely to materialize. So beyond that, what else you are expecting from us?
Okay, sir. That's all. I have a few other questions. I will fall back on the queue.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Vivek Ganguly from Nine Rivers Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for the opportunity. So one quick question. So of the 17,000 crore order book, what is that is for the exports and for the domestic, and what would be the timeline for fulfilling this, the average timeline?
So we have already given you, it's about next 12 to 30 months is the timeline to execute this order book.
12 to 15 months.
In terms of the breakup, the defense and the public sector defense PSUs is about 49%. Space is about 13%. Meteorology and other sectors is about 3%. And exports is about 35%. That is a breakup for these 1702 crores of orders on hand.
Okay. And you said 12 to 13 months or 12 to 30 months?
12 to 30 months.
330.
Yeah.
30. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. That's all from my side.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bhavik Shah from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for the opportunity.
Sir,
last call we said we are identified new opportunities like anti-drones, SDRs, electro-optics. So, we were told there will be maybe a requirement to raise funds for the same. So what kind of capex will be required to capture these opportunities, and how will these opportunities be funded?
The SDRs and electro-optics, this is a business which we will be carrying out through our joint venture company with Rafael. Okay, so therefore, the SDR program already, the joint venture company is identified as one of the development partners under NCNC base by Defense Ministry, and the company is working on that. On that program, approximately about 30 crores we are spending as a share of our commitment for that program. Whereas electro-optics, we said the discussions are still going on. Even today, the status remains same. Probably when we meet you again at the end of the year, we should be able to share more information on electro-optics. But otherwise, the SDRs and electro-optics business is something which is going to be carried out through our joint venture company.
Okay, the Rafael one?
Sorry?
The Rafael JV?
Rafael JV, yes. The existing one.
And for the anti-drone opportunity, will we be doing in our own business, or for that also we'll make a JV or maybe in a subsidiary?
No. It will be done within the company. We have already signed LATOT with the DRDO Labs. The technology is already available to us. And as shared by my colleague, we are improving on that, and it will be done in-house by Astra.
Okay, and sir, what will be the capex for that anti-drone? How much investment will be required for that?
As per the present estimates, it is close to about 15 crores
is the estimate.
15 crores for the anti-drone. Right. So in the last one, we had also mentioned about a startup which we had invested in for robotics. So what is the update on that?
See, it is a startup, therefore they are working on the robotic solutions for defense applications and also civilian applications. In terms of size and all, it is too small today. But otherwise, maybe in the next 12 months down the line, you should be doing close to about 10 crores of top line sales. But otherwise, this area of focus is not restricted to defense. It is defense and the general civilian applications.
Okay, okay. So it's purely an investment and we don't plan to merge or synergy benefits anything from there, right?
See, we are in the defense space. Therefore, if there is any robotic requirements are going to be there, we are definitely going to fall back on our investee company to work together. That is the idea of, that is the idea for investment to that company.
Right. And so for this new, like you have mentioned in your presentation, you have the opportunity like around 16,000 crores. So we'll require any funds to be raised for this opportunity to be met?
What is this 16,000 crores? I didn't say anything on that 16,000 crores.
No, sir. In the presentation, you mentioned the overall market opportunity of, 14,650 crores. So for that, to achieve the maybe even 20 or 30% of that, do we require any additional funds to be raised?
Yeah. No, to carry out the existing operations, either in terms of the subsystems or systems kind of thing, as I mentioned in the opening remarks, we are not expecting too much of capital expenditure. But yes, as we move into the systems in a bigger way, depending on what kind of requirement that is going to come up, there will be capex requirement. But as of today, I will not be able to give any specific number on that.
Okay. So, as a last question, so what is the net debt figure like as of December?
Net debt figure. Yeah, the working capital borrowings are about 120 crores, and the long term loan is about 15 crores.
Okay, sir. Thank you. That's from my side.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anshul Thakkar from Lalkaj Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, gentlemen. Congratulations on a good quarter. My question relates to our gallium nitride business, which I believe is an Alias semiconductor. So, can you throw some light as to what is our vision with that subsidiary? And also, I just was interested in knowing, I mean, there were some recent reports that suggested that gallium nitride could be a significant improver in the electric vehicle ecosystem. So, I'm wondering if we have any vision or foresight to be kind of headed in that direction at all.
Well, actually, the gallium nitride MMIC designs, what we have in our company, basically to cater to the defense and space applications, not for automobile, as it requires a different design skills and all. So the products, what we have taken it up, already we have rolled out GaN devices in many frequency band, started from S band, C band, and even X band also recently we have completed the design. And these products are already going into the subsystems being developed by Astra for the captive consumption. And also we are exporting these components to various countries. The Alias in Singapore, they are exporting these components to other countries. So they are for, especially in the defense applications. But otherwise, we are not focused into the automobile and other applications. And in defense, yes, we are continuously working on this. And the recently we have just initiated development of same devices in higher frequency bands like in KU and KA frequency band.
So, a follow-up question on that. Ideally, the purpose of this division is purely to cater to the existing business that we are doing, and there's no, bigger aspiration over there, is it?
Actually, we are focusing it only strategic applications as on today, and also we are trying to venture into the other industrial applications, especially in the communication area, like microwave radios and all, wherein some trials are going on, but it is too, in the initial premature stage. So I think probably in a month to come, I think we should be in a position to inform you. But as on today, it's basically the focus is more on strategic area.
Okay. So would I be right in just assuming that we are going to basically just head towards MMIC chips only with this?
Yeah. MMIC chips.
Okay. Great. Thanks, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Prabir Adhikari from Ratnabali. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for providing me this opportunity. Sir, my question is, this budget, government has allocated around 1.5 lakh crores, where 68% has been allocated to domestic companies. So how do you foresee the opportunity size for the private companies and role of Astra Micro in that?
Yeah. Many of these programs, like whatever DRDO has planned and also for the other make-to opportunities from MOD. So there are a number of opportunities which are coming, and wherein Astra also, of course, we cannot participate in every program which are not related to our domain. But yes, definitely, we could see a lot of opportunities coming out, especially in our domain, like in radar and electronic warfare systems. And even on the missile front also, of course, though we're not into the subsystems area, but we can contribute in the form of subsystems. So definitely, it's going to be a huge opportunity. In fact, that was the reason why we had mentioned that going forward, our revenue mix will increase in the domestic area rather than today. The last 3 years, we were into the basically 50% we were getting it from the offset opportunities. But going forward, we could see at least 75%-80% from the domestic market segment itself. And we have clear opportunities about 3,000 crores for next 3 years. And then going forward, yes, there will be another total about 10,000 to 15,000 crores of opportunities are there. So there's a good amount of opportunities are there. That much I can tell you.
Okay. So my next question is, in this budget only, government has decided 25% of defense R&D will go to the industry. So how this will help you because you have an aspiration to be a subsystem-to-system player, how this will help you out?
Yeah. Definitely. There are various schemes under which, in fact, the government is funding to the private industry. One is that Technology Development Fund, where we already got one contract to develop the course correction fuse. And this is a good potential. So similar to that, there will be many projects which probably we can take up to the government to develop this technology in-house and as well as to the projects.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Anurag Patil from Roha Asset Managers. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, any revenue guidance you would like to give for Q4 and FY23?
Yeah. Q4, we're expecting order book of 200 crores. I'll just give you the breakup. Yeah. It's about 180 crores from the domestic and then 20 crores from the export. That, again, 100 crores, which we probably will be getting orders from the radar segment, and 58 crores around that from electronic warfare. And from the telemetry and missile segment is about 20 crores. This is how the breakup of order booking forecast of Q4. And even sales, also, we are projecting sales of close to 200 crores for Q4.
Okay. And FY23, any sales guidance you can provide?
Yeah. For FY23, as on date, we have planned about close to 850 crores worth of sales revenue for the next year, next financial year.
Okay.
In that, close to around 300 crores is from the export segment and 550 crores from the domestic.
Okay. And sir, the exports revenue contribution goes up from next year onwards. Can we go back to our earlier FY20 level gross margins of 43%-44% plus?
definitely the gross margins will improve for the next year, but exact figure and all, probably I think, you know, how much the margins end up, we will, I think, share maybe the in the year-end call.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Abdul Kader, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir, and thank you for giving me the opportunity. So just a couple of questions. So the first one, like for Astra, what is the scope of the DCPP projects and margin expected from the same? And is there any competition there? And the second is, like, if you can just throw some light on the new products in the pipeline of Astra.
Yeah, development production partner, like, you know, the margins are fairly, you know, good as compared to the, you know, other segment. But, you know, here, as I said, many of these projects, in fact, we are also optimizing the design as we have a strong R&D team in-house. So we are optimizing the design to, you know, reduce the cost of the material or cost of the overall bomb. That is how actually we are trying to increase the margins. So that's what actually the approach what we've been followed in Astra. And the new products, yes, we are working in high frequency band, in KA band, in some of the subsystems we are working in the missile segment. And in the radar, we have taken up, as we have mentioned, in anti-drone and other systems. That also we are working. And in the satellite segment also, we just taken initiative to get into these small satellites. These are some of the new ventures what we are getting into them.
Okay. Thank you so much. I'll come in the queue.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one. We have the next question from the line of Shantanu Chatterjee from Mount Intra Finance. Please go ahead.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. My first question is, what is our total capex plan for FY23?
FY23 for the programs which are there, maybe we'll be spending about 20 crores.
Okay.
Yeah.
And sir, despite our revenue is going up, actually continuously from FY19, but our bottom line is lumpy in nature. So what steps we are taking to negate this problem?
No, I don't know. When you say lumpy, does it mean from quarter on quarter or something like that?
Yes, sir. Quarter on quarter and year on year also.
Yeah. See, the lumpiness is directly related to the sales mix what we have. As we said in the opening remarks, as we move maybe about 1 year down the line, where the domestic business is going to constitute a major portion of the sales, you see a steady margin in the profits of the company. But otherwise, today the lumpiness or lower margins are there only because the product mix what we have, where exports are close to about 50 to 60%.
Okay. Okay, sir. And what is the actually status of our Uttam radar, sir? Because there is a news flow in the media that Astra Microwave to supply upgraded X-band ISR radar, that is Uttam MK2 to Tejas MK2. So what would be the actually opportunity size over there, sir?
See, this was the same question again asked in the last investor call. See, we have taken up the development of, manufacturing of AAAU of the Uttam radar. That is about in the pilot order. We have got it from DRDO and we are in the execution phase. Once after we complete that, and we expect the production for the production quantity, and this is shared between two companies as and date. And it all depends upon how we make cost competitive going forward for the production quantity. But as you know, you must have seen that in whatever the LCA Mark 1 and in other aircraft, they are trying to incorporate this Uttam radar. So those production quantity as I can expect from them.
Okay, okay. And last, as you have stated, in case of your anti-drone opportunity, you are actually executing whatever technology is coming from the DRDO itself. So do we have, sir, any in-house technology in that space, in anti-drone space, sir? Or we have to totally rely on JVs and DRDO?
Yeah, actually, in that, the radar portion, we are optimizing the design in consultation with the DRDO. This, I think, I've been repeatedly explaining this same issue. So we have been optimizing that radar front. And other radar end, then another one is the jammer portion. The rest, other things, like, you know, we are planning to take it from the DRDO approved sources.
I see. Okay, sir. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Bhavik Shah from MK Ventures. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello. Thanks for the opportunity again. Sir, I just wanted to understand in the 10,000 crore opportunity which we have mentioned for radars and counter drone, how much is for shipborne radars and coastal surveillance technology?
See, it's a shipborne radar is a, like one contract which we have already backed from DRDO. It's like, you know, we are expecting a similar class of radars going forward, maybe down the line after a few years. And that would be like, you know, each radar like is about close to about 400 to 500 crores kind of a potential we have. And the other one, anti-drone, like, there's about potential of 3,000 to 5,000 crores around that. In that, again, if they have soft kill options and then hard kill options, so various features are there. So the total all put together, we have said about 10,000 crores opportunities existing for next to 5 to 6 years.
Okay, so like after 2-3 years, we'll have the opportunity of shipborne radars and the coastal surveillance technology, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay, thank you, sir.
Thank you. We have the next question from the line of Siddhant, an investor. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, sir. So my first question is, so what will be the product mix going forward between defense and non-defense?
For FY23, we have about 70% is from the domestic and 30% is around the exports.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And my second question will be, sir, given that India is focusing on more on radars and missiles, sir, what will be the scope of Astra going forward?
Yeah, for the radar, like, you know, as I have mentioned in my the previous, you know, answer that, you know, we are into the various programs. We have already developed many subsystems which are, all those radars are going for production. That is the one thing which we can bank on that. And apart from that, the systems, as the radar systems, we have taken up this, you know, development of like CSR and then anti-drone radar and GSRS, we are already there. And of course, we are already developing the telemetry radars and multifunction ground-based radar like PPTR, which we got it from the DRDO, is under the final execution phase. So these are the class of radars which we have taken up for development and supply. And apart from that, for the opportunities like bird detection radar, which are likely to come in near future from Air Force and all, we are trying to gear up ourselves to make it for NCNC. So this is what actually we are there into the radar domain. In electronic warfare, we have taken up development of ESM system, which is going on. Two quadrants, we have completed the development. Maybe I think in next one and a half year time frame, probably we should be in a position to complete the ESM system. Apart from that, yes, we have also setting up facilities like, you know, test simulators and then for DRDO. And recently what we backed this order from DRDO, we are trying to complete it by April, May in this year. So these are all a brief about the systems what we are taking up in the near future.
Okay.
Missile segment, we are not into the systems, we are only into the subsystems as far as the missile segment itself.
Okay, sir, perfect. Thank you so much, sir. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. As there are no further questions, I would like to hand the conference back to Mr. Gurunatha Reddy for closing comments. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, thank you for your participation, ladies and gentlemen. And we look forward to talk to you again at the year end. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, members of the management. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Astra Microwave Products Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your line. Thank you.